Trade and Paint is brought to you by Heston Speedway. For information about their 2016 racing events, visit HestonSpeedway.com. Like them on Facebook for specials and racing updates.
No, he didn't slam you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. And rubbing son is racing.
Martin Truex Jr. starts off the chase with a win, and he will automatically move on to the next round when the field gets cut down to 12 drivers. Martin Truex Jr. wins at Chicagoland after a fresh set of tires was just what he needed to get him around Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney as the race went to overtime on Sunday afternoon at Chicagoland, and Martin Truex Jr. wins the first race in the chase for the Sprint Cup. Two more races to go before NASCAR will cut the field from 16 down to 12. We know Martin Truex Jr. will be advancing. He sits on top of the points, followed by Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Joey Logano round out the top five. This weekend, the chase for the Sprint Cup rolls on to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the New England 300. The winner of this race will join Martin Truex Jr. in the next round of the chase. My picks for New Hampshire, I'd keep an eye on the veterans this weekend. The guys that know how to win and move on to the next round in the chase, that would be Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick, and I'd keep an eye on last year's winner, Matt Kenseth. That's it for Trade and Paint this week. Remember, if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.